Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from many parents who are noticing something about their children. They're wondering why their child doesn't always seem to recognize when someone else needs comfort or emotional support. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being unkind. What you're seeing is actually a beautiful sign that your child is in the middle of learning one of life's most important skills. Empathy is not something children are born with fully formed. It's a skill that grows and develops over time, just like learning to read or ride a bicycle. And at ages 6 and 7, children are right in the heart of this learning journey. Their brains are building the pathways that help them notice invisible feelings in others, and that takes practice, patience, and gentle guidance from caring adults like you. Let me share something wonderful that research has shown us. According to the Harvard Graduate School of Education's Making Caring Common project, young people who develop strong empathy skills are less likely to engage in bullying behaviors, and they show more classroom engagement and higher academic achievement. Empathy helps children understand and work with others, which creates a foundation for success in school, friendships, and eventually in their careers. But here's the key insight. The research emphasizes that there's more to developing empathy than simply asking children to walk in someone else's shoes. It requires structured, evidence-based approaches and consistent modeling from the adults in their lives. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that children who are socially and emotionally healthy can recognize, label, and manage their own emotions, and they can understand others' emotions and show empathy. But getting to that point requires intentional teaching. Teachers and parents can enhance these skills using evidence-based strategies to teach, model, and reinforce positive behaviors. And one of the most powerful ways children learn empathy is through trusting relationships with caring adults who provide specific guidance and coaching. So what does this mean for you and your child? It means that when your child doesn't notice that a friend is sad or doesn't offer comfort when someone is hurt, they're not being selfish or uncaring. They're simply still learning to read the invisible signals that tell us someone needs support. Their brain is developing the capacity to notice subtle facial expressions, body language, and emotional cues. And you can help them build this capacity through everyday moments of connection and teaching. Here are some beautiful ways you can support your child's growing empathy. First, name emotions when you see them. When you're reading a story together or watching something happen at the park, you can say things like, "That little boy looks sad because his ice cream fell," or "I think your friend felt happy when you shared your toy with her." This helps your child start to connect what they see on the outside with what someone might be feeling on the inside. Second, model empathetic responses yourself. When you see someone who needs help, narrate your thinking out loud. You might say, "I noticed that person dropped their groceries. I'm going to help them pick things up because I know it feels overwhelming when everything falls." Your child is watching you and learning that noticing and responding to others' needs is what caring people do. Third, practice perspective taking through play and conversation. You can ask questions like, "How do you think your sister felt when that happened?" Or "What do you think we could do to help your friend feel better?" These questions gently guide your child to think about others' experiences and feelings. And fourth, celebrate moments when your child does show empathy. When you notice your child offering comfort, sharing, or showing kindness, acknowledge it warmly. You might say, "I saw you pat your friend's shoulder when they were sad. That was such a caring thing to do. You helped them feel less alone." This positive reinforcement helps your child understand that empathy is valued and important. Now, let me tell you about a story from the book of Inara that beautifully illustrates this journey of learning to see invisible feelings. It's called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it follows two wonderful friends named Theo and Miles. In this story, Theo and Miles discover that their parents' bedroom holds gentle echoes of caring conversations, and they learn something profound. They learn that adults have invisible worries too, and that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts. What makes this story so special is the way it shows children that everyone, even grown-ups, has feelings that aren't always visible on the outside. Theo and Miles learn to notice these invisible feelings and respond with care and compassion. When your child experiences this story, they see that empathy means paying attention not just to what people say, but to what their hearts might be feeling. And they learn that even small acts of kindness, like a gentle word or a caring gesture, can make a real difference in someone's life. After you share this story with your child, you can have such meaningful conversations together. You might talk about how everyone has feelings we can't always see, and practice noticing when someone might need kindness or comfort, even if they don't ask for it. You can create your own family rituals of checking in with each other's hearts, asking not just how was your day, but how is your heart feeling today? The beautiful truth is that empathy is a skill that grows stronger with practice and gentle guidance. Your child is learning to see the invisible, to feel what others feel, to respond with care and compassion. And with your support, they're building capacities that will serve them throughout their entire life. They're learning to be the kind of person who notices when someone is struggling and reaches out with kindness. They're learning to be the kind of friend who makes others feel seen and valued. They're learning to be the kind of human being who makes the world a little bit gentler and more caring. So when you notice your child still learning to recognize when others need support, remember that this is normal, healthy development. You're doing a beautiful job guiding them on this journey. Keep modeling empathy, keep naming emotions, keep celebrating their caring moments, and keep sharing stories that show them what empathy looks like in action. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Together, you're building a foundation of caring and connection that will ripple out into the world in the most wonderful ways. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.